Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. I believe your English will improve today. And as we've been learning, we know that education is not something that we should take for granted, right? Well, what would you do if someone told you that you could not go to school? I'm not just talking about maybe missing school for a couple of days, but if someone said, you're not allowed an education, what would you do? Well, we're continuing to learn with our lesson called Malala Yousafzai. And of course, that's the name of this girl, this very brave, courageous girl who did something to make history. Yes, you see it here. How did Malala make history? That's what we're going to find out about today in our lesson. So open your magazine and let's go.
Malala
Yousafzai.
Malala spent 3 months in the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham, making an outstanding recovery. 9 months later, on July 12th, her 16th birthday, Malala spoke at the United Nations. In a speech that was heard around the world, she demanded education for everyone. Making history. On December 10th, 2014, Malala and another person were jointly awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. At 17, Malala had become the youngest person to ever receive it, and she offered these words.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 outstanding 这个形容词。Outstanding 是指突出的或杰出的。例如 the girl's outstanding performance at the audition impressed the director. 这个女孩在试镜时的杰出表现让导演印象深刻。或者是 Joanne is outstanding at writing and shooting. Joanne 善于骑马以及设计。Outstanding 也指未支付的或者是还没有结清的例如 An outstanding bill 未结清的账单继续我们看的是 United Nations 这个单位 United 是指联合的所以 United Nations 就是指联合国所以它的字尾虽然有 S 但是它是一个集合名词当单数名词使用例如 The United Nations is still debating about whether to respond to the matter or not联合国还正在讨论是否要对这件事情做出回应。United Nations 的缩写是大写的 UN, 例如 UN troops took over the city last week, 联合国部队在上周接管了这个城市。
Pretty incredible how she was able to recover.、Mm-hmm. Well, friends, let's learn more about Malala, and we have some cool English words and phrases we would like to teach you as well. Right, Rebecca?
Of course. We always have lots of fun English phrases for you to learn, and today is no exception. Well, getting right into our lesson, we read, Malala spent 3 months in the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham,making an outstanding recovery. 9 months later, on July 12th, her 16th birthday, Malala spoke at the United Nations. That is incredible and definitely quite an honor, I would say.
Well, yeah. Now, Rebecca, you did mention that name, Birmingham, a couple of times. Oh, we would say Birmingham, like your last name is Brittingham, right?
Brittingham is great.Connected to Birmingham.
Yeah, well, in England, they might pronounce it Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Okay, so these words are pronounced differently depending on where you are in the world. But she did make an outstanding recovery. That means she recovered quickly and beyond many people's expectations. Mm-hmm. Now, she gave a speech at the United Nations on her birthday, July 12th. And Rebecca, did you know they actually called July 12th Malala Day now?Because of what she did.
You know, Gabe, I actually did not know that.
It's pretty cool.
So is it considered a holiday?
Well, I don't know.
Do we get the day off?
I wish. Yeah, we should all get a day off on July 12th. Hey, maybe girls around the world should get a day off on that day, although they might want to be in school, especially if they're getting that right for the first time.
That's for sure.
Well, she did speak at the United Nations, and I just want to read something that she said. If you have a chance to see the full speech online, you should do it. This is what she said. Let us pick up our books and our pens. They are our most powerful weapons. And she also does not seek personal revenge on the Taliban.
Gabe, that actually reminds me of a great phrase.
Hmm?
The pen is mightier than the sword. Actually, it's more than just a phrase. Let's say it again. The pen is mightier than the sword. What does that mean? Well, that just means that when you write something down, or when it actually can have more influence than the sword or than violence.
You're exactly right, Rebecca. A lot of people resort to violence to solve something.
Yeah.
But maybe it's better and more influential if you write it down so that everybody can see and they can make changes in the world. Speaking of, Malala also wrote a book called I Am Malala. That's an example of how the pen might be mightier than the sword. Obviously, her diary online shows how influential writing can be. Well, friends, we do have something that we would like to take a look at with the guys in the info cloud about speeches at the United Nations. Here we go.
When world leaders give speeches at the UN, they have a choice. Make the speech in their mother tongue or make it in English.
Sometimes even if their English ability isn't that great, leaders will still choose to speak in English as a way of heightening their country's importance in dealing with world affairs.
Giving a speech in English can also be very symbolic. A few years ago at the UN, the Turkish president courageously stumbled through his speech, but by using English, he was, in effect, sending a message to other nations that Turkey supported U.S. policy concerning issues related to Syria.
Other world leaders, even though they can speak great English, refuse to speak it as a matter of national pride.
Some world leaders who are fluent in English won't use it because they want to play it safe. Speaking in their native tongue allows them to be more precise and polished.
Still others, particularly when conversing, prefer using their mother tongue and then letting the translators translate because it gives them more precious moments to formulate their thoughts.
And it gives them the ability to blame translators should something be taken as controversial or offensive.
Ah, pretty sneaky. 在 UN, 也就是 The United Nations, 联合国世界领袖们演讲致辞的时候，是会选择用英文呢，还是他们自己的母语？有些会用英文来凸显他们的国家是很国际化的。用英文演讲也可以 具象征性。如果某个国家要表示对美国的支持，他的领导人就可以选择用英文演讲。当然，也有某些国家的领导人拒绝使用英文，因为他们认为用自己的母语是一种 national pride, 国家民族的自豪。用母语呢，也有比较务实的考量，尤其是当两国的领袖在会谈的时候，用母语的一方可以利用翻译人员在翻译的时间来整理自己的思绪。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Now, as a reminder, you too can give a speech in English. Now, remember, Malala was only 16 years old, 16 years old, when she gave that speech in English, of course, and you too can do the same thing.
That's right. It's pretty impressive how young she was to give that kind of a speech.
Mm-hmm.
I again want to remind you to watch that speech on YouTube or online if you have a chance. Well, that's not the only speech she gave. She also gave a speech when she accepted the Nobel Peace Prize. Let's get into this section here, making history. First of all, what does it mean to make history? That means you're doing something to maybe change history or maybe to add something to history. You're doing something significant.
That's That's right. And of course, if you make history, it's something that will be remembered for a very long time. Well, let's think of some examples. Aha, the Wright brothers. Do you remember the Wright brothers?
Not personally, but yes, I remember learning about them.
You remember learning about the Wright brothers. Well, of course, they made history when they flew the very first airplane.
That's a very good example. Well, when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon, of course, that made history. He was the first person to land on the moon, and that happened in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
Think of some other things that have made history that you probably learn about in history books.
That's right. Well, let's continue on. On December 10th, 2014, Malala and another person were jointly awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. That's incredible.
Well, just in case you're wondering what this prize looks like, we have a picture of a Nobel Peace Prize. This is not the medal that Malala won, but this is one from the past. And of course, it's a very prestigious award every year.
That's right. Well, here in our lesson, we read, at 17, Malala had become the youngest person to ever receive it. And she offered these words. Well, we're going to find out what those words are shortly, but I think it's incredible. She's only 17 years old.
Exactly. She is pretty young and making quite a big difference in the world of students, of children who originally could not go to school. And she's making a difference. She's fighting for their right for an education.
And if someone like Malala can make a difference, you too can make a difference in the lives of the people that you interact with.
That's right. Well, our lesson says that she offered these words, and we're going to have to wait until after our break to figure out what those words are. So stay tuned. Friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about Malala Yousafzai.
Hey, Gabe, I have a challenge for you.
Say hi to everybody.
Oh, Rebecca. Hello, everybody. I have a challenge for Gabe.
Okay,
Gabe, choose your weapon, the sword or the pen.
Of course I want the sword. It's so big and cool.
Okay, of course. Well, this is the challenge. We are both going to write our names.
Okay.
Let's see who can write it the fastest and the best.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
On your mark. Get set, go!
G, A, B, E.
Done.
Huh?
I'm done.
Well, I wrote my name bigger.
Wait.
Right here in the air.
I don't see your name, Gabe. I'm looking really hard.
Well, I wrote it right here. Of course you can't see it. I wrote it in the air with the sword.
Well, Gabe, these words are better than your words.
Huh? What do you mean? Which word?
These words right here are better than yours.
Rebecca wins.
Rebecca wins. Gabe, the pen is mightier than the sword.
Oh, you just wanted to say that.
No. Wa ingla nishula.
All right, you're right. The pen is mightier than the sword.
Yes!
Let's continue learning about this courageous young girl from Pakistan. Here we go.
Wa ingla tashula.
Malala Yousafzai, I'm just a committed and even stubborn person who wants to see every child getting quality education. I tell my story not because it is unique, but because it is not. I'm not a lone voice. I am those 66 million girls who are deprived of an education. A journalist asked her what she thought about the brutal assault. She smiled and said, "I think they may be regretting that they shot Malala. Now she is heard in every corner of the world." Today, Malala lives in the United Kingdom and continues her campaign for education.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 commit 这个动词。 commit 在这里是指承诺、保证或者是忠于某个对象。例如 ,all our team members are willing to commit themselves to this project. 我们团队的所有成员都愿意全心投入这个计划。课文中的 committed 是它的过去分词当形容词使用，意思是指坚定的或者是忠诚的。例如 ,Rita remains a committed teacher even after 20 years of teaching. 即使经过20年的教学 ,Rita 仍然坚守教育的行列。最后我们看的是 assault 这个名词。Assault 是指攻击、袭击或伤害。例如 ,He was charged with robbery and assault. 他被控告抢劫以及伤害罪。或者是 ,The assault has had a huge psychological impact on the victim.这个攻击事件对受害者已经造成心理上的影响。Assault 也可以当动词，例如 The gang assaulted the guy with baseball bats. 帮派分子用棒球棒攻击这名男子。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, let's take a look again at these words Malala offered the world after she won the Nobel Peace Prize.I'm just a committed and even stubborn person who wants to see every child getting quality education. Well, before we continue with her quote, let's take a look at this word, committed. What does it mean to be committed, Rebecca?
Well, if you are committed, this just means that you promise to give yourself your money, your time to support something. That means that...you're really going to do what you say you're going to do.
That's right. So Malala is committed to making sure that people receive a quality education. Remember, in the first day of this lesson, we found out there are more than 60 million girls who do not even have a chance to attend school. So Malala is going to fight, and she is committed to do this.
Exactly. So let's think of some other ways where we can use this word. Well, you could say...You know that someone is truly a committed person if they do what they will say, even when things are difficult.
That is true. That means they keep their promises.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I use this word when talking about relationships.
Uh-huh.
Like when two people are dating, a guy and a girl, you might say, if they're serious about each other, you could say they are in a committed relationship.
That's a great example. Or sometimes I like to use this word when talking about my job.Or other people's jobs.
Uh-huh.
You know, I am very committed to my job. I'm willing to do what it takes to, in order to excel at what I'm doing.
And you do that with a positive spirit, Rebecca. I like that about you. And I like that Malala keeps a positive spirit as well. She continues, I tell my story not because it is unique, but because it is not. Okay, she says, I'm not a lone voice. That means...I'm not the only one in this situation.
Right, and she continues by saying, I am those 66 million girls who are deprived of an education. And of course, we talked about this word deprived, and
mm-hmm.
this just means that they're not able to get an education.
That's right. So she is speaking up for 66 million other girls, right?Well, let's continue on here. A journalist asked her what she thought about the brutal assault.Or you could say it was a violent assault, and it really was. She smiled and said, I think they may be regretting that they shot Malala, because now she is heard in every corner of the world.
And Gabe, you brought up a great word, and that is, you know, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the word regret. If you regret doing something, this just means that you feel sorry or unhappy about something that you said or something that you did.
That's right. That kind of reminds me of a story. Well, my family, we traveled through Arizona, and we stayed overnight near the Grand Canyon, which
Ooh.
Is beautiful. However, we got there too late at night. And my family got up early in the morning to see the Grand Canyon at sunrise, but I slept in because I just wanted to sleep. I regret that.I wish I had gotten up to see that beautiful sunrise.
Gabe, you really should have gotten up to see the sunrise.
Yeah.
Or you could also use this word when talking about eating too many cookies. You could say, Sally, she just enjoyed eating those cookies so much. She ate 10 of them, but then she regretted eating all those cookies.
Well, friends, I think the people that shot Malala really do regret this. I'm glad Malala had a chance to survive and speak up for...the different people around the world who need an education. Right now, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit.
What would you do if you couldn't attend school?
No school? But I would celebrate. Hooray!
You should be thankful for school.
Homework, tests, reports. Why should I be thankful?
Millions of girls are not even allowed to go to school.
Not allowed?
No, they're deprived of an education.
How do you know?
I was one of those girls.
You?
Yes. I lived in Pakistan, and one day, Taliban leaders started making threats.
Oh, no.
They banned girls from attending school.
What did you do?
I had two options. Remain silent and be killed, or speak up and be killed.
Which did you choose?
To speak up. I published a diary on the internet about my difficulties.
So, what happened?
I was on a bus one day. Two men boarded the bus, and one of them shot me in the head.
It's a miracle you're still alive.
Yes, I made an outstanding recovery.
Amazing.
Later, I was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow.
Now, I'm a committed and stubborn person. I want to see every child get a quality education.
That's great.
Including you.
Me?
Yes. So, go to school.
Okay.
And be thankful.
Malala spent 3 months in the hospital and made a spectacular recovery.
9 months later, on her 16th birthday, Malala spoke at the United Nations. In a speech that was heard around the world, she demanded education for all.
On December 10, 2014, Malala and another person were jointly awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, making Malala the youngest person to ever receive the prestigious award.
While accepting the award, she said, "I'm just a committed and even stubborn person who wants to see every child getting quality education."
She continued saying, "I tell my story not because it is unique, but because it is not. I'm not a lone voice. I am those 66 million girls who are deprived of an education."
When this amazing young woman was asked about the shooting, she smiled and said, "I think they may be regretting that they shot Malala. Now she is heard in every corner of the world."
Today, she lives in the United Kingdom and continues her campaign for education.
Thank you, ladies. And yes, Malala is definitely a real inspiration.
Friends, make sure you check out the United Nations speech and the Nobel Prize acceptance speech online. We'll see you next time right here
at Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.